Psalms 40 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise under our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that people can see our praise. I've heard people say, well, I'm appraising them in my heart, but I can't see it. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and the faults which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse number 1. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I'm interested in this phrase. I waited patiently for the Lord. I want to preach on this subject for a few minutes this morning. He's worth waiting for. I've heard this, and you've probably heard this in your lifetime, that somebody would say something like this, and they'd say, have you ever met so-and-so? I'd say, no, don't think I have. And they'd say, well, you don't know him? I said, no, I don't know him. Says, well, I can't believe you've never met him. Says, I can't believe that you don't know this fella. I said, well, you know, and they build him up and build him up, and you're excited about meeting him. And then one day you have the privilege of meeting him, and you're disappointed. He's not all they said he was. But I come to tell you about one this morning. Oh, we could never overbrag on him. We could never build him too high. We could never say too much about him. Oh, dear God, when I met him, I wasn't disappointed. And I've never been disappointed in him. I met a lot of people that weren't worth waiting for. But thank God I met one that is worth waiting for. I'd bless him and praise him today. Thank God you'll never forget the day you meet him. He's worth waiting for. Three things I'm through. First of all, he's worth waiting for because of the pit where he found us. We were in the pit. Verse number 2, the Bible says, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet up on a rock, and established my goings. Because of the pit where He found us, it was a horrible pit. That's the most horrible place you could ever be. It's in the pit of sin unless you die there and go to hell. Boy, that's next door to hell. It's when you're in the pit, it's a horrible pit, but it's a holding pit. He'll hold you. Not till I come by. Not till somebody else comes by. But He'll hold you until He comes by. He said, why? Because He located us. That's exactly what He did. He located us. We didn't locate Him. But He located us. Boy, I remember the night when He located me. When He come to where I was at, He located us. You're saved today. That's exactly what He did for you. He located you. A preacher friend of mine said it like this. He said, I was a drunk and a doper. And he said, I was in a motorcycle gang. And he said, I was in Florida in the Iron Horse Saloon. And said, He located me. And he said, well, I don't have to stay here. Said, he got on his bike, was riding down the highway, and said, He located him again. And said, he pulled into another saloon. And said, he got in there, and said, lo and behold, he said, He located me there. And he said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get on my bike and I'll go back to South Carolina. I'll go home. But the thing about it is, he knows where you live. And he said, when he got home, went in the bedroom, started to go to bed, and said, He located me again. And he said, I give up. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, when He locates you, He'll follow you. From one place to the other, He'll follow you wherever you go. He'll follow you to your house. He located us. Not only did He locate us, but He listened to us. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that He did. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. That's a wonderful thing. It'd be a terrible thing to be located by God. And then you try to talk to God and God not listen. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. When He locates you, He'll sure listen to you. He listened to us. Boy, I'm glad that He heard my cry. Then not only that, but you'll find that He loosed us. He set us free. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that I'm free from that. He set me free. But then He lifted us. He didn't leave us where He found us. But He lifted us out. I'm glad that love lifted me. Boy, there's something about this thing. How that God saves us by His amazing grace. And He didn't leave us hanging. He didn't leave us where we were. My mother used to send me across the holler every morning to see how her mom and dad said, go over here and see how Papa and Mama is. I'd go over there. I knew what he was going to say before I got there, but I had to go anyway. I said, Mother, Papa want to know how y'all's doing. He said, well, just tolerable. I didn't know what that was, but if there's that away every day, I guess there's all right. And then I learned later that it was able to eat, not able to work, is what that means. And then some days, Brother Mikey would say this. He said, tell your mother that we up, out, and about. That's a good day. Well, that's exactly what God did for us in this scripture. He brought us up, out, and hallelujah, we're getting about by His grace. Now, they say this is a Baptist doctrine about this thing of eternal security. But I beg their pardon, it is a Bible doctrine. I preached in a church one time of another flavor. And about the second or third night, Bonnie said, I can't believe that everything you preach is about eternal security. Said, why are you doing that here? I said, well, that's what that Bible's all about. I said, you can't preach it. Either He's God or He's not God. He brought us up. And then He brought us out. We're not living under a doctrine of dangling. He's not dangling us over the pit and saying, if you do that again, I'm going to turn you loose. Thank God He's done more than bring me up. He brought me out away from the pit. I wouldn't go to hell if it moved next door. I'm saying to you, thank God, we're not under that threatening that they say God's... I'd hate to live under a threat. God, I'd hate to live every morning getting up said, well, God's holding me over the pit again this morning. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, I'm up, out and about, and enjoying what God has done for me. Why, He's worth waiting for. He lifted us. He loved us. He established our goings. Now, pit where He found us, but He's worth waiting for because the place where He forgave us. Well, I'm glad there's really something to this thing of forgiveness. The Bible says in Psalms 57 and verse number 7, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Boy, I'm glad that when He finds us, He forgives us and He fixes us. So it's a place where that He forgave us because we are overcomers. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb of God. And so, He didn't save us and then forgive us somewhere on down the road. No. The place where He forgave us was when He saved us. That's exactly the second that He forgave us of our sins. We're overcomers from sin's penalty. That's right. Thank God we're not under that. We're overcomers of sin's penalty because of what He did for us on the cross. I'd hate to be under sin's penalty today. But then we're overcomers of Satan's power. You see, Satan can't do just anything he wants to. He can only do what God permits him to do. He is in the permissive will of God. I've heard people say, well, I'm not in the perfect will of God. I'm just in the permissive will of God. Well, I know who you're running with.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
That's where the devil's at. He's in the permissive will of God. He has to get a permit from God. That's right. If you don't believe it, study the book of Job. He had to meet with God. They had a meeting and He went and met with them. He didn't go to worship. He wanted a permit. That's right. He wanted a permit on Job. He said, God, you give me a permit. And said, I'll show you why he's a serving you. He said, well, devil, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a permit just to do such and such. And so he got the permit. And he did all the permit I led him to do. And then Job still was appraising God. That's right. He was still appraising God. Job still said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I don't know what them positive thinkers do about that. I figure that's pretty positive. He's a positive thinker. He's lost his family. He's a positive thinker. He's lost his fortune. He's a positive thinker. He has no friends. He's a positive thinker, and he thinks he don't have much of a future, but he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. He's a thinking positive, and he's a scraping sores. But this crowd will tell you, said if you think positive, everything will be all right. You won't have no problems, just think positive. Give that a try. And let me know. Yeah, call Job and ask him. He done everything the permitter let him do, and he still wasn't satisfied, and then he went back before God. And he got his permit renewed. God renewed his permit. He said, all right, said, I'm going to let you do all this to him. And he still said, my Redeemer liveth. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, because of the blood. Thank God because of the blood that we are overcomers of Satan's power. We're overcomers of society's pressure. If I have a bad day and hadn't been mad at all that day, I watch the news. I'd hate to go to bed at night and not get mad about something during the day. Because this is a God-hating world. This is a God-hating outfit we live in. They hate God. They hate everything about God. But hallelujah to the Lamb. He's worth waiting for. Society's pressure. This world will put pressure on us if we'll let them. But I'm glad my Redeemer lived. Let me give you this something, brother. Because of the pit where he found us, the place where he forgave us. But he's worth waiting for because of the promises that he foretold us. Hallelujah. To the Lamb. Now watch your Bible, verse number 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, that cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Thank God for the promises that he foretold us. You said, well, what did he say? He said that we'd be blessed. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. We can deny that fact this morning that God has blessed us. And I'm proud, thank God, that he has. And so, it says in verse number 5 that his thoughts are toward usward. You know, the governor probably ain't thinking about us this morning. President probably ain't thinking about us. But there's a God that's on his throne this day. You know who he's thinking about. He's thinking about little old crowds over here and another little old crowd over yonder holler somewhere. Another little crowd across over yonder that's come to his house and they've sung and they've shouted and they've preached and They're worshiping God. That's who he's thinking about. His thoughts is toward us. Well, I'd rather him know where I'm at than the president to know where I'm at this morning. He's worth waiting for. Promises that he foretold us. He promised he'd answer our prayers. Mark chapter number 4 and verse number, Mark chapter number 11 and verse number 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. There's nothing wrong with this prayer answering thing on God's end. It's just something wrong on our end when God don't hear and God don't answer. He promised to answer our prayers. He promised to always be present. Matthew 28 and verse number 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Always be present. Now you think about that God never leaves you. We might know a lot of things in this world, but there's one thing we'll never know as Christians, and that is how it would be to be without God one second. He said he'd always be present. But then the promise is that he would arrive as planned. Boy, I'm glad, thank God. He's worth waiting for. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He, God, will arrive as planned. Now there's a lot of times our plans get changed. Any little thing can change our plans. Any little thing can tear up our plans. Boy, I'm glad I got a God that he'll arrive. He's planned. The Cajun cook, Justin Wilson, said it like this. He said he went to the airport in Atlanta. Wants some information on a flight from Atlanta to New Orleans. And he was not aware of the time change. And he asked the man, he said, what time does this plane leave going to New Orleans? He said, 9 o'clock. He said, what time does it get to New Orleans? He said, 9:15. He said, you want a ticket? He said, nope. But he said, I just want to watch it when she takes off. Hey! He knew it was going to be mojoing when she left out. If it's going from Atlanta to New Orleans in 15 minutes, he just wanted to see it when she took off. Well, I got news for you, honey. Son, that'll be a long time to get from Atlanta to New Orleans in 15 minutes. Why, you could see that plane leave. You could see it come in. But I come to tell you, thank God, one of these grand and glorious mornings, we're going to leave out of here so fast. Ain't nobody going to see us leave. And we are going home and stay forever. Hallelujah! He's worth waiting for. I don't know what your problem is today. I don't know what your... I don't know. But I'll tell you, sinner, when you'll get saved, it's when God comes back. Child of God, I'll tell you when your problem will get fixed. It's when God comes back. You say, well, I'm not going to wait on anybody. If you get in the help, you will wait on God. And when he comes, it'll be worth waiting for. God help us to say, God, I know that nothing is going to get fixed. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. Boy, there's nothing like hearing from God. If we could just hear from God, when we hear from God, God will hear us. We can talk back to Him. Glad I got a God that listens when I cry.